Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Stowaway Sacrifice. This file will break you one way or the other, and it will be intense. Monsters, bondage, sacrifice. All of these and more will happen soon, so you have been warned. The story plays long, long ago, when ships still used sails and mythological creatures were not just drawings in the corner of a map. There were places where sailors dared not to go for fear of losing more than just their life. Whole ships had been known to disappear and never been heard from again. Often when people say these things, they still have stories. But where do those stories come from? How, when there are no survivors, are any stories told? This is one of those stories, because one was able to experience it all. Close your eyes and imagine a dark place, uncomfortably cramped, very, very little space to move, a corner in the ship. It has been days, maybe much longer, since it left port. I wonder if you can even remember the sky. There wasn't enough money, and you really didn't have any other way of getting passage. So you hid in a deep, dark corner of the ship, a stowaway. It requires a certain state of mind, one able to deal with the boredom. Sounds of the ship and the ocean outside are the only variation, but here, hidden, even the sunlight doesn't reach. All you can do is try to count the cycles on deck. But the movement of the boat is pleasant at times. When there is no storm, it is a gentle sway, almost comforting. And as you drift deeper and deeper, falling into the darkness, a corner safe. Until you are found, sudden hands grabbing you and pulling you into the light. Here down below the decks, the only light is candle, carefully kept so that it doesn't hurt anything. It doesn't take long for you to be dragged further and further, your body tired and overwhelmed by the sudden change. As you know that you have no other choice but to give in to the moment, you let yourself be dragged on deck. The blinding sunlight causing you to barely see anything. There is so much sound all of a sudden, so much talking, yelling, pulling, pushing, you barely know what is going on anymore. You hear conversations, concerns, anger. You hear them talk about appeasing a monster, their destination difficult to reach, the waters guarded by something that has taken many ships. Before, they were thinking of randomly taking one of their own, but finding a stowaway is perfect. By now, you know that there is no escape from your fate. Even though you still attempt to struggle, the many strong hands of the sailors just pull you to the main mast and begin tying you to it. Clothes are pulled and cut off you. Very simple, dull knives tearing to the fabric as if it barely exists at all. Some whistling, some comments, but most know your fate. The rope they use is rough, tight, well done. Strong knots, no escape. As you struggle, you begin to realize that this isn't just a simple thing. They're not making you walk the plank or otherwise punish you for your presence, no. The ship continues, the sun still blinding you, while you're still adjusting. You make out some strange shapes that don't look like they're part of the ship. Yells from the sailors alert you that something big is coming. Kraken. The word means very little to you. Unless you were one of the unlucky ones who heard the mysterious stories of the seas, the ocean's creatures lurking deep below, you begin to notice that something is approaching the ship. Tentacles reaching above the water, not quite as tall as the mast, but simply exploring. Slowly they approach the ship. The sailors all flee below deck. They know not to be near, because the tentacles will find them. All hatches are closed, all doors barred. You are alone on deck, but not for long. The tips of the tentacles tentacles are already reaching the side. They slowly move, following the shape of the hull and finding their way across. The smaller mast in front of you is felt, grabs. The thickness of those tentacles, the power inside of them, you wouldn't be surprised if they could just rip the boat in half. More tentacles behind you, but you can't see. Slowly you can see a few coming closer, but it's the one just behind you that touches you first, noticing something tied to the mast. It doesn't crush you. It doesn't even hurt, it just slowly moves over your skin. The exploring tentacles find you. And while you are no longer able, well, to notice much at all, almost all the tentacles are focused on you now, all aiming to the main mass, to your body. So many shapes. Some of the tentacles are thinner than others, only as thick as your wrist, while others are so strong and powerful that the suction cups alone are bigger than your head. But they are careful. They explore. They rub their strange, slimy self all over your body. The textures strange, the movement unusual, but it doesn't feel bad at all. Quite the opposite. Maybe there's something in the secretions of the creature. Maybe it's the strangeness of the situation, the adrenaline mixing with excitement. Maybe it is experience. How the tentacles know how to tease, but it's starting to feel good. The fear is still there, but pleasure is rising, almost like a big wave. It crashes into you as different places are stimulated by the tentacles. The bigger ones just gently rub along you, while the smaller, thinner ones find specific spots to tease. Little suction cups pressed against your skin and beginning to pull, leaving circular red marks after they move. The sensation is surprisingly pleasant, but it's the ones between your legs that are starting to really feel dangerously delicious. The soft round tips of the tentacles rub against you, rhythmically sliding back and forth over your sensitive skin. And one of them even enters you, slowly sliding inside and rhythmically moving back and forth, teasing your body and mind with this strange, dangerously delicious sensations. Sometimes the tentacles cover almost your whole face, making you unable to breathe anything but the strange liquid, almost salty, sweet taste of something. Your body is tortured with pleasure. Your chest caressed, squeezed and teased. Between your legs, both penetrated and rubbed, circled and sensed. The rhythmic sensations just keep on going, building up. It's almost as if they can read you, as if they know what you're feeling, exploring you at the very basic, instinctual level. Then they retract completely, leaving you without any stimulation for the first time in minutes, maybe longer. You hear strange sounds that you can't quite place. Then the ship begins to crack, the tentacles pulling apart the ship in such a way that they can just bend the main mast and move it away from the deck as if it was no more than a twig. It takes care not to move too fast so you're safe. And it very carefully pushes your body, covered by its secretions and easily sliding off. However, now your body is tied to a tentacle. It holds you up while it destroys the ship beneath you. Sounds disappear into the ocean below, and soon there is no more than a few pieces left, but your attention is distracted as tentacles find your body again and begin stimulating you once more, easily entering you again, rubbing along and pinching, teasing, sucking, pulling your mind down into the depths. There is a strange sensation when tentacles wrap around you after it's done with the ship. You feel a lightness when you realize that the creature is pulling you under the waves. You momentarily panic, but you're safe. It's as if it's keeping you in a bubble of air, and it continues to stimulate you inside and out, every part of your body lost to the creature, lust at sea. you are pulled down deep into the depths. You can feel the pressure of the water outside pulling you and pushing you down even further. The little light you can spot fades quickly, from blue to dark to black. The creature is taking you somewhere, but you pass out before you even know where, your body hanging limp on the creature's tentacles, still stimulated, still taken by the kraken. Down here, sound fades away as well, and your body and mind limp and vulnerable, naked and exposed, are taken even deeper. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll be taken even deeper. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will eventually find yourself awakened, as if stranded on a beach, able to tell the tale. If anyone would believe you, at least. As the pressure and the pleasure pulls you down further, there is nothing left but to give in.